Hello and welcome to the First Impressions Podcast. This is the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. Please join us for the 36th Annual FIRST Conference this summer in Fukuoka, Japan, June 9th through 14th, 2024. For more information, please visit first.org. And now we join the interview in progress.
So welcome to this edition of the First Impressions Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Martin McKay. I'm Chris John Riley, and today we're lucky enough to be sitting down and talking to Satoshi Okada, a researcher at INIAD, INADO, Toyo University, and Tokuhu Mitsunaga, which I hope I got correct, associate professor at Toyo University. Thank you very much for joining us on the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Great. So you're going to be giving a talk at the upcoming FIRST conference, AI governance with multi-stakeholder for safer AI society. Different people have different opinions about AI and what AI means. Perhaps we can start the conversation by just doing a quick introduction about what do you mean by AI?
Yes, in our presentation, the AI means that the deep learning based AI. And the presentation, we mainly focus on LLM like ChatGPT or Cloud or something like that.
We're at the very beginning of an AI age. We're looking at very limited AI implementations, specifically in LLM, that just imitate some of the actions of humans. But what is it that you see as the very first primary concern that started your research, basically? Why did you start looking at this?
Main motivation of our presentation is that today's LLM's pros and cons. So LLMs, yes, as you said, is very powerful and it is very useful and it is like human, but it is generative. So it has a lot of risks such as copyright problem or something like that. So we want to clarify the pros and cons of the LLM, and we want to research about the importance of the governance of such a kind of technology.
Are you afraid that technology will move beyond where we can apply governance?
Well, we do not afraid of such a kind of things, but I think we should implement the appropriate governance against such a kind of a fast improving technology, because sometimes LLMs show the ability beyond our expectation or something like that. So we do not afraid of the capability of AI, but we think it is important to control it in an appropriate way, like governance.
One of the key points of the title of your talk is multi-stakeholder. Who are the stakeholders that we really need to have in the room when we're looking at something as global and as pervasive new technologies like AI?
I think there are three parts. The one is AI service provider, and the second is AI service users, and the third one is the AI developer. So they are closely related when considering AI like LLM. So our stakeholder is this three part.
When you're using a lot of the LLMs that exist today, their data sources have been the wide internet as a whole. And a lot of the content on the internet is just bad. Mm-hmm. So that's to me the first biggest hurdle we have to overcome. Does that align with what your thoughts are?
Yes, it is a very difficult question. So, yeah, as you said, the LLM learn many information on the internet, and sometimes it contains biased information and sometimes not good information, like prejudices or something like that. So sometimes LLM output such a kind of bad contents based on the biased information or some prejudiced information. So I think it is a serious problem. But when we consider about the human, so human also have some biased and some prejudices without consciousness. Yes. So I think in this point, LLMs and the human beings are a little bit similar.
And we have a tendency to expect AI to be perfect from day one, right? And you know, this is a journey, and there are going to be multiple steps on that journey to
to where we want to be. And obviously technology is part of that. Governance is another part of that. And understanding, I think, is a third part, is that the general public and people who work with AI, understanding the limitations and the benefits. And you talk a little bit about where technology and AI can be used for cybersecurity, such as predicting attacker behavior and things like that, which seem to be a lot more factual based and easier to understand and easier to work with. Is that an area where you see governance maybe easier?
In cybersecurity area, you said.
Yeah.
I think it is not so easy, the using LLM in the cybersecurity area, I think. So yes, as you said, the LLM is not perfect. So if we use LLM as a cybersecurity, for example, a detection tool, and for instance, SOC security operation members regard the output of the LLM perfect, and sometimes the LLM make mistakes. So I think in any use cases, we have to pay much attention about the LLM output or something like that.
I think that ultimately, I mean, we've been using smart technologies for a long while to do very similar things. I mean, the first thing that springs to mind is credit card transactions, smart decision-making to say you're unlikely to take money from an ATM in London and then 2 minutes later be buying something at an ice cream shop in Tokyo. Decision making like this seems like an easy market for AI because it can bring in a lot more intelligence and decision making processes. But obviously the more complex things are, we'll obviously need to learn and it needs to progress and become improved over time.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would you like to see in the audience? Who are some of the types of people that you think will get the most out of your presentation?
So the answer is the AI multi-stakeholder member. I'd like to listen to our presentation. So yes, as described in our presentation, the today's LLM services is based on the many people effort. Like, as I said, the AI service provider, AI service users, and the AI module developer. So I mean that whole people who are related to LLM should, or it's better to listen to our presentation.
With those people in the room, what do you hope that they're going to be able to do? So you know the room at first is going to be people at national cert teams like JP Cert, for example, and LA Cert. You know, how do you hope that they can help to make things better in the future, or how can they help with the conversation?
So what is the most important thing is the stakeholders, including CERT members and ordinary users, take this problem seriously. For instance, some cybersecurity problems or risk management can be done in a top-down way, like a CEO or some executive officer decide the way how they behave, and the other people just follow this. But AI is a totally different story because AI technology is improving as time goes by, and the speed is very fast. So in that point, I think all people should take this problem.
Takuho, do you want to add anything to the conversation?
The situation around AI will be changed in the near future. If we consider a risky situation, say that everyone believes AI is perfect or AI is smart enough, especially for younger people. As we know, AI sometimes responds wrong answer. So we have to be careful for using AI, also for developing AI with multi-stakeholder, including security people or AI developers, everyone. So I hope everyone who gets interested in AI or LLM will join our presentation, not only for AI, but also security, CERT, or everyone. So don't miss our presentation. LLM will be useful in the security in the future. So I hope see you at Fukuoka. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely shouldn't be missed, as you said. So, so we've been talking to Satoshi Okada and Toku Mitsunaga. Again, I hope I got correct. From Toyo University. Check out their presentation at the upcoming FIRST conference, AI Governance with Multi-Stakeholder for Safer AI Society. Thank you very much for taking the time. And
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
See you in Japan.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the First Impressions podcast. I'm your host, Martin McKay, and along with Christian Riley, we interview people who are going to be speaking at upcoming FIRST conferences. We look forward to seeing you at the 36th annual FIRST conference this summer in Fukuoka, Japan. It'll be going on June 9th through 14th. For more information, please visit first.org.